A Tay Township senior's residence is dealing with a bedbug infestation. Bayview Retirement Home has contracted a pest control company to rid the Wabaosheen facility of the pesky critters. "We're looking at the possibility of fumigating the entire building," said Bayview manager Tracy Franks. Franks said they've got Able Pest Control under contract to try to deal with the issue. "They come in once a month and do the treatment of the bedbugs for us," she said. "But totally getting rid of bedbugs without completely fumigating the premises could prove to be too challenging," Franks added. "They, now, spray different rooms and make sure they, bedbugs, are not in other rooms as well," she said. The residence, located in northern Simcoe County, is home to 24 residents while employing about 10 staff. Franks said the more drastic option of an entire fumigation might be necessary given the bedbug infiltration and to deal with the problem once and for all. "We're not getting ahead. Let's put it that way," she said, noting staff fully understands and appreciates the concerns raised by residents and are trying to do something about it. "We're looking at, right now, a plan to spray the entire top floor and then the main floor the next day or so." Franks said Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit inspectors, as well as those from the Retirement Homes Regulatory Authority, RHRA, have been to the home. "They said that we're doing everything that we should be doing and they're not concerned," Franks said. RHRA spokesperson Phil Norris said his agency was made aware of the issue on July 21 by way of a mandatory report, and the matter was escalated immediately for an inspection. An inspector attended the home on July 27 to conduct a mandatory report inspection, which is an inspection done in response to any alleged, suspected, or witnessed abuse, neglect, improper care, or unlawful conduct resulting in a risk of harm or harm to residents, Norris said. During an inspection, RHRA inspectors will typically speak with the home's management, staff, and residents, as needed, as well as review relevant documentation to do a thorough assessment of any areas of concern. Norris said the purpose of an inspection is to determine whether a home has complied with the Retirement Homes Act, 2010. Following an inspection, a draft inspection report is shared with the home and includes any findings of non-compliance, he said. The home then has an opportunity to provide evidence of what corrective action they are taking to achieve compliance. A final report is then posted publicly on our website, which indicates any findings and their outcome. Norris said it may take several weeks before the final inspection report is available. "However, in many situations, we expect a home to take immediate action to resolve concerns and will follow up with the home to ensure they are taking the necessary steps to do so," Norris said. "If at any time there is evidence that the home is not following through on their obligations to protect residents from harm or risk of harm, we may take additional action, as appropriate." Norris pointed out that under the Act, homes are required to ensure that there are procedures in place to keep the home free from pests. "It is the home's obligation to make sure that any pests in the home are dealt with in a timely manner, and the RHRA will hold homes accountable to this," he said, adding that his agency doesn't have statistical information related to the frequency of the issue of bedbugs in retirement homes. "But in similar situations, we have worked with the homes, as well as our community partners, including local public health, to ensure residents were able to live in confidence, safety, and with dignity in their homes."